Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's called Scratch the Surface, Derated This Country. I wanted to be cheerful, but I got derated. Derated, what does it mean? When your expectations are so low and they're still not met. Eskom has been ridiculous this week. You may be experiencing power outages that extend for hours and hours, but imagine how it is in the rural communities. This week, with most of my team based in Joburg, we had cancelled meetings while the team tried to drive from town to town looking for critical charge stations. Dololo, derated. Here in Sedwana, the heart of rural KZN, we experienced a disco. Without exaggeration, the electricity would turn on and off at least 10 times in every minute, creating a rave experience that turned into a rage experience. Living in this area, one would be foolish to run a company without a generator. I have one, and I'm eternally grateful that our landowner has a very large one, but in order for generators to kick in, you shouldn't have power. Eskom found a gap in our system. We got derated. So instead, we were faced with surging appliances and the inability to see our own resources, to use our own resources to fix an Eskom problem. I'll tell you a secret. Well, it's not a secret, it's a fact. Over my many years in media, I've had the honor of meeting people that have either worked in senior positions in Eskom or know so much about the organization, they might as well have worked there. They all agree, without question, Eskom is able to provide uninterrupted electricity to the entire country by doing two simple things. One, having enough supply, and two, having a backup, enough backup, if they don't have enough supply. It's that simple. That's their opinion. And it's a professional one. What's mine? Well, I have a question. See that great big yellow ball in the sky? Feel that wind rip across the trees? Why is Eskom still part of our conversation after 30 years? Why aren't they the guys who supply other countries and not ours? I lived in East Africa for a long time, and there is a fundamental difference. They accept their power supplier is useless, and they reinvented to make things work. Cellular phones, laptops, and even fridges are solar powered. I'm not talking about solar panels on the roof. I'm talking about an extension cord that you plug in and leave in the sun. Why are we derated? Because it suits the empty coffers, that's why. It's another way to burn cash. Well, I suppose that and that Zuma sold us out to the Russians. Talking about Lazarus Zuma, the prayer meeting was a laugh, eh? I wonder what God thinks when Ace and Carl step up to pray for Obama. I wonder what God thinks when a man of the cloth tells supporters, aka looters, that Zuma should defeat Ramaphosa and save the ANC. He also said Zuma was the chosen one. Yes, that happened. I wonder what God thinks when a prayer meeting, you see a supporter sporting a sign that says, haters must get chest pains. That medical parole was necessary, but it should have been administered for South Africans as we watch a terminally ill man get ready to overthrow Ramaphosa, this country. The ANC are a laugh a minute. Apart from this Zuma farce, the ANC marched on themselves this week for service delivery. Okay. They called a security breach at Luthuli House following a liberation struggle war vets meeting. Who are these guys now? Are they a reinvented MKMVA? What's happening? Then we heard about a protest about a 5 million rand breakfast by Mr. T, T-E-A, so dubbed by social media. Just when you thought you'd been derated again, we heard this. It was announced early this week that MEC Mandla Msibi handed himself into the police for murder. He was immediately fired. Well, there was a surprise. And then in his bail hearing, there was a bomb scare and the court was emptied. Would it surprise you if I told you he was linked to Ace Bestos? Of course not. This country, so derated. Into the story of the week, and it's ugly. Quebecha. I was still struggling to pronounce the name, and the place imploded. Rumor has it that there was a crash between a taxi and a car, and with that, it became a war zone. Local residents and business people of Somali descent took to the streets with AK-47s, and so began a war with the taxi industry. How complex is this story? On one hand, people are shouting xenophobia, and on the other hand, people are shouting war zone. I saw images of vehicles burning and people running scared of their lives. The taxi industry is it's probably better called the mobile mafia. We know this, and even Raz, Mataz, Fakila and Balula is terrified of their power. But it appears that the Somalis have had enough. I fear for the innocents that use both the shops and the transport to survive in what is already a hot mess. While this was going on, by the way, mainstream media was covering potholes in some obscure place for 2 days. Potholes. For 2 days. Are you kidding me? Derated. While I'm on electioneering, because that's what that was, I spat out my coffee when I saw Zilla take to the streets. She's definitely retired, folks. She had a few supporters propping her up for the interviews. They were all in DA branding, and one, and this is the moment I choked, had a Dacha-decorated mask on with a DA cap. That about sums it up, doesn't it? A confused voter who got a cap. The Dacha party came out with their mayoral candidates, and I was amused by my friend and colleague Eben Janssen standing for mayor. Then I thought about it. He was competent and always present when I worked with him at the SABC, and even if he was goofed, you'd never have known it. So why not? At least they know they have one voter, that guy with the DA cap. Ah, oh, this country is so derated. Just moments after this, the Freedom Front Plus said that they side with the independence of the Cape. Do they know that Khayelitsha is part of that? Or are we seeing a DA Freedom Front Plus coalition in the making? Their country? The serial killer Rosemary and Ndlovu's trial came to a close with a set of questions from the judge. He was grilling the defense about blatant lies in Nomia's testimony. I watched a short interview with her sister who had just escaped death at the hand of Nomia, and her story was so tragic. I know all about sibling rivalry, but this is next level. I think the youth call it extra. I hope she gets pushed into the darkest corners of hell for the lives she took for financial gain. In case you forgot, we're still in a pandemic, except now COVID is an election card. Many parties are flouting your body, your choice narratives, and even the Zoomers are anti-vaxxers. Who knew? This amidst large corporates making vaccination mandatory and the public pushing back much harder than they do when they vote. Shake my head, this country. Let me cheer you up with a viral video of a man trying to pet a tame warthog. There's no such thing, by the way. The video proved that you really shouldn't pet wild animals. A lifeless lesson right there. Suleiman, the gift of the giver's head, was honored for being, well, the best human I've seen this year. Step aside, derator. Facebook bans derogatory commentary on celebrity or high-profile influencers, specifically about sexual allegations. I'm not even sure what that means, but I did see the impact on the ground. A good friend of mine's entire career was put on hold because he expressed his loathing for Cardi B in a one-liner. Facebook said he'd been flagged and he should accept the 3-day personal ban. He did, like a good Facebook citizen, only to find that in doing so, he was locked out of all his clients' profiles and wasn't allowed to advertise or push content for a month. If you know social media, you'll know that 30 days might as well be a death sentence to a brand, let alone the freelancer who's tasked to push your brand content. They have too much power, this Facebook of ours, and it's not a tool for free speech, no matter how they sell it to you. It's time for some healthy competition in this industry. It's derated. See what happens when you write these reports? I was meant to be cheering you up. Focus, Tonya. I missed it last week, but if you're in need of entertaining content and Squid Games is not your thing, then move yourself over to YouTube and watch the JSC interviews. You'll be horrified, but you'll feel better about yourself. You know more than most judges. I'll end on this. If you ever are feeling old and weary, William Shatner went to space. The things media will make you watch. What are they preparing us for? Star Trekking across the universe on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk. Maybe we should stick with Dorator, hey? I'm Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report.